Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's Freestyle Friday. Let's go, Finesse. Give them the introduction.
Yo, man. Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Shout out to the host, L. Bull. My man, T-Ro. Jarrell, the Jew, was popping, baby. Yeah. You heard it here first, by the way. Streets is watching, sports is popping, L Boogie and T-Ro, no other option. The Streets is talking radio live Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time, Freestyle Friday. You heard it here first when you step into that asylum. UL's the G, L.A. banging, them niggas wildin'. T-Ro from that redneck state, I'm talking Dallas. That's why he run with nothing but shooters like Key and Maverick. L Boogie from the cutthroat state, land of the heartless. And even though it's good, I still got him regardless. He's seeing me. It's gold mine music getting tired. The streets is talking, the radio's live, tune in to Kaya. Yeah, the streets is talking radio, man. Tune in every Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Shout out my man, L. Boogie, T-Ro, Juelz, the G. Shout out to Dallas, L.A., Cleveland. I go by the name of the Finesse, people. Gold mine music empire. Streets is talking, tune in.
Woo! It's Friday, baby, and we got a lot to talk about. What's up, world? The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. And as always, on the left coast, I got my man, Juelz the G. You know what I mean? And, you know, steady as ever, my man from the Big D, T-Ro. What the deal, baby?
Oh, man, you know what it is. What's up to the world? You know what it is. Streets in the building on this Friday. You know, this weekend is not as hot as it was last weekend, but I can guarantee you that we done already had some excitement starting on yesterday, which I know you can't wait to get ready to talk about. And, you know, I just want to say big shouts out to all my fans out there and all the people listening in to the streets. You know how we get down. You know what I mean? And much love to you, L Boogie, Juelz the G. I see you, baby. What you got on the marquee this evening, L Boogie?
Hoo-wee. First of all, let's talk NFL.
I knew you was going to start it off with that.
The first major trade in the NFL short season after week two, Trent Richardson from the Cleveland Browns has been traded to the Indianapolis Colts for a first-round draft pick in the 2014. Draft. Now, bro, I said thank the season, not throw away the franchise.
You know what I'm going to say? Because I had to really do some research on that one and see, you know, really what Cleveland was trying to put together when they made this trade. What I saw, L Boogie, is that it really looks like Cleveland is gearing up for the 2014 season. Not saying that, you know, the last couple of years they've had some top draft picks that have come in. They really haven't found the formula yet. But by trading Trent Richardson to the Indianapolis Colts, that gives them a total of 10 total picks, two which they get in the first round in next year's, you know, NFL draft. And I believe that next year should have a nice cream of the crop coming out to where, you know, you just might find a piece of the puzzle that just may fit in for the Browns. But why you gave up Trent Richardson, it's beyond me. But, you know, I like the move that Trent Richardson is going to Indianapolis because I truly believe that will honestly keep the pressure off of Andrew Luck from him being the most sacked quarterback in the league last year. And, you know, in this league, you got to have balance. And that's something that Indianapolis has been missing since, you know, Joseph Addai and his rookie season over in Indianapolis. You know, Indianapolis hasn't really had that running game from about 4 or 5 years ago. And so I believe that Trent Richardson is going to go over there, and he's going to take a lot of pressure off of Andrew Luck because he's going to actually get the ball, and there's going to be space for him to to make moves. So I think it's a good move for Indianapolis, not a good move for Cleveland. But like I said, they're gonna get a lot. They got a lot of draft picks for next year coming up. And if they do it right, you can make that a very special class. You know what I mean? So yeah, I just don't know. And then on top of that, you're not starting Jason Campbell. What happened? I thought Jason Campbell was the backup. They're gonna start Brian Hoyer over Jason Campbell? I just don't understand what's going on in Cleveland right now. Can you help me out? Can you explain it to me, El Boogie, please?
Yeah, I can sum it up in a nutshell. NBG. Nothing but God. And every year since I was probably 8, when I started playing Muni football, the great league in Cleveland, Ohio, Northeast, has produced a lot of NFL players, by the way. Sidebar. Ever since then, they've been talking about next year. Are you kidding me? I can recall I was talking to the Green Eye Bandit, one of our callers, long time ago. He was so hyped about when Eric Mangini was the coach. And remember, he traded away first-round draft picks and got 5 second-rounders. Where are those players now? Nowhere. They're on special teams somewhere in the league. You keep trading away players to get picks, and the picks turn out to be nothing. Develop the player in your first-year coach and let them ride and die together like Rough Riders. You was gonna get a first-round draft pick next year anyway. What difference does it make to get Indianapolis Colts first-round draft pick when it's going to be maybe the 15th or the 20th pick? It looks like they're going to be in the playoffs, more than likely. Now with Trent Richardson, they might go far. So what use will that pick do? And excuse me, I'm not sold on Bridgewater. I'm not sold on who else? Johnny Manziel on the next level. They're not sure ends. Come on.
No, I'm not saying that Cleveland needs a quarterback. I'm saying there's going to be some talent. There's always talent in the league. And you might not know some of these guys right now, but Cleveland doesn't need to draft another quarterback. They need to get the running game together or get the offensive line souped up. So, I mean, there's talent in those particular categories. You guys don't need a quarterback. You got the old man that you have. I mean, you can make a trade for another quarterback, but you gotta get people that are going to help take the pressure off the quarterback. And you've given up a running back, so you need to try to fulfill that void. I mean, getting Willis McGahee, I don't see that taking you too far. You know what I mean? So you can get a stud running back, somebody out there. You know, I'm going to start checking out the running backs in college. And I mean, DeAnthony Thomas would be somebody. I know he's light, but he can definitely make moves and create his own space, you know, kind of like Jamal Charles. And from Kansas City, you know what I mean? But there are some other running backs out there that will be a good fit for the Browns. I mean, it just came out of left field that you gave up Trent Richardson, a guy that you selected in the first round of last year's draft. That's just what's the shocker, you know? And then you say that you're trading for a first-round pick for next year. I mean, I just don't understand. I thought you'd get something for something when you trade for something big like that, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. I'm just shocked. That's all I got to say.
I'm puzzled. I'm very baffled. And the Cleveland Browns fan, I think you have been bamboozled. And last but not least, I'm going to leave on the Cleveland Browns with this and call this call in. I can recall the caller saying, yeah, we're going 11-5. We're going to the playoffs. And after 0-2, your franchise hit the panic button and really is going to tank the season. Wow. The streets is talking. They must know something we don't know. Trent Richardson must be B.O.B., a bag of bones. He must have said something to the in the locker room after they lost to the Ravens. I'm going to get my snitches and informants in the street. They did not tell me anything during the week. But I tell you what, it was something that they saw that we didn't see. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Now, let me ask you this, L. Boogie. Since Cleveland had done something that, you know, we didn't see coming out of left field, we got to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles and Andy Reid returning to Philly and just giving Philadelphia Eagles a nice little spanking on the ass with the way he brought his Kansas City Chiefs in and, you know, got out of there with a 10-point win. And the Philadelphia Eagles had 5 turnovers, L. Boogie. 5 turnovers yesterday against Kansas City. Is this Philadelphia team, you know, is it not what we thought it was? Or is Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs for real this season?
The Kansas City Chiefs defense is number 3 in the league right now. Last year they had 5 Pro Bowlers. All they needed was a quarterback to come in, manage the game, and not lose it. They have a great running back. They have McClester, change of pace, get out in space on third down. Yes, they are serious when you play them every Sunday. Andy Reid, let's not, you know, take nothing away from him. 5 straight NFC championship games, a Super Bowl appearance. In 14 years. I'm not going to take anything away from that. When you have a running game and you have defense, ask the 49ers when they had Alex Smith. That was the remedy of winning before Kaepernick blew it off the roof. Now they can score 30 and hold teams to 10, except in Seattle. Very impressed, but like I said about Michael Vick, not following through with his fundamentals on throws, throwing picky pulls. It's I keep trying to tell people, yes, you will get that 61-yard run, the longest in his career, but then you get more bad than good with Michael Vick. I keep trying to tell you. 347-855-8896. Get on the iPad if your phone, you know what I mean, start going low, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, the streets is talking. Bro, what you think, Mo? How you think your boy did last night from Texas? Your boy Charles, they wanted that win for Andy Reid.
Yeah, it was a great game last night. You know, Philadelphia got off to a very, 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 very slow start. And it gave Kansas City the ammo that they needed to, you know, get that lead up. And it honestly should have been a blowout in the first quarter or so. But, you know, Philadelphia's defense actually surprised me by holding Kansas City to only 3 points after, you know, 2 possessions. And it was definitely something that Philadelphia should hold their head up high on, because you know, after the very first possession, it was a 3-and-out. Kansas City punted, and the DeMar Johnson guy, number 13 for the Philadelphia Eagles, dropped it on the 5, and Kansas City came out with a field goal. So I'm gonna say that Philadelphia's defense did an amazing job of showing up last night, because it really could have been a different outcome of that game as far as how the points were concerned. But, yeah, I believe that my dude Jamal Charles, you know, he had, like, I believe it was 97 yards rushing last night off of about 18 carries. And, you know, what I've been seeing in this guy in the first 3 weeks is that when they need to control the clock, when the time is running down, or when they need a very important possession, they give the ball to this guy, and he knows how to slip tackles. He's very good at that. And, you know, for a guy his size, he really knows how to get through the pocket and pick his holes to get there and get the extra yardage that's needed. So big ups to Kansas City and Dwayne, what was his name, Rovey? I can't remember the wide receiver's name, but I'll get that in a
Dwayne
minute.
Dwayne Bowe.
No, he only had one catch.
Avery.
Avery, that's my man, Avery. Yeah, he ended up with almost 150 yards receiving last night, you know, and a touchdown. So if they can get him on, I believe that will help Kansas City out later because, like you mentioned, Dwayne Bowe is their number one receiver. And as long as Avery can be that second receiver to get open, it's going to make a lot of things happen for Kansas City. And so they've already matched the win total of what they won last year. So I think they're off hot and running. They wear the right colors for being hot, which is red. And so big ups to Kansas City and Andy Reid and Alex Smith for making that transition over there in Kansas City.
And the thing about Philadelphia and it's you know, what they used to win on was, you know, yes, Donovan was good, and they retired his number. Big ups to Donovan McNabb at halftime last night. They retired his number. Question of the night, do you think Donovan McNabb is a HOF, Hall of Famer? We pose that to the world. But getting back to Philly before we transition to some, you know, our next topic on the NFL, on the games, bro, it's the defense. You got to keep them in the game. You can't lose games 33-30 every week and then throw five and then have five turnovers. Michael Vick, the picky pools, you know what I mean, and play
yeah.
like that. It's 3rd and 17, and they keep converting third downs, and they throw it short, lightweight screen passes, and they get first downs. It's the defense. They keep firing coordinators, but remember, players make coaches. Ask Bill Parcells. Ask Bill Belichick. Ask the late Bill Walsh. Enjoy Seifert. Let him rest in peace. Players make coaches. Ask Phil Jackson. You got to have players. Ask Jerry Jones.
Yeah, better ask you.
When we come back, we're going to have the pick'em game. NCAA. Oh, what a life. Streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern time. And it's Freestyle Friday later on in the show. Man, this is the life. Let's go, bro.
But they always got something to say. Yeah, it's a life, the life is so exciting. The life is so exciting. The life is so exciting. The life is so exciting, baby. South Beach spent time there. Offshore's my time where. Whole crew got their own watch, nigga. We ain't buying no timeshares. The lifestyle too fly. My new bitches get next flighted. I say I'm back to the old me, but my old bitches will get excited. Ain't going back. I'm stepping forward. Don't test me. Been prepping for it. Got no time for that hating shit. My young niggas got weapons for it. Got Chief Keef that ain't shot. That bang bang, that blocker. And all you niggas is blocking. Change your name to Ibaka. Shit real, shit been real, and shit just get real. I'm showing bitches my car keys, then ask them what's the dealer. And saying that your girl ain't saying shit like prank callers. Cause it's a small world and hoes make it even smaller. It's the life, the life, the life is so exciting. The life is so exciting. The life, the life is so exciting. The life, the life, the life is so exciting, baby. Beach weather over here, nigga. Sky's clear, nigga.
That's flip-flops, that's Americana, that's heel figure. Yacht masters at the yacht party, sitting at the dock at the drop Rari. That's pole position with the joystick, that's push button, that's like Atari. Raising the bar, no parallel, so many horses, carousel. How we roll out like a caravan, ghost in the snow, see Caroline. Maryland, tags on it, heroin, bags on it, Hermes, throw pillows, Miss Sony couch and it clash on it. Take a look at my viewfinder, see seven figures in two commas. See bad bitches, see blue diamonds, I see stars, I two-time them. Gigolo, juggle hoes, jigsaw, I puzzle those. Crosswords, cross birds, I cross country with a couple those.
It's the life, the life, the life is so exciting. Life, the life, the life is so exciting. The life, the life,
yeah.
The life is
yeah.
So exciting. The life, the life. The life is so exciting, baby.
When the sun is out, we runs about. Let the world see what these hun is about. Ain't seen this since the one was out. With J Pimp C and Bun, we out here still pimping that big. Looking at jig, somebody go call Hype Willie. We need slow mo, more rose mo. Niggas is drunk and type silly. We dancing like Dame, holding up chains. Look, got PMBs on a big ass boat on Molly, rolling up Jane. This life is so exciting. That money be so inviting. So fuck with their indicting. Tell my lawyers keep on fighting for the life. The life, the life is so exciting. The life, the life, the life is so exciting. The life, the life, the life is so exciting. The life, the life, the life is so exciting, baby. Life, the life, the life is so exciting. The life, the life, the life is so
exciting. The life is so exciting.
The
streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. We back live, located in Phoenix, Arizona. That's the main base, but we all over the world, baby. We got snitches and informants everywhere. We're talking about in the streets of Major League Baseball, football, basketball, golf, soccer, rugby. What else you want? Entertainment as well. Shout out to GME, man. Thanks again to Finesse for laying down that intro. Oh!
Yeah, man. You know, we had another game on last night, L Boogie. It wasn't the NFL. We're going to switch gears. We're going to talk about this NCAA. And Clemson was able to, the number three Clemson Tigers had to travel down to North Carolina State and ended up taking care of business out there. And Taj Boyd didn't have a normal Taj Boyd gang, but he did lead his team to victory. And that young fella by the name of Sammy Watkins, number two, the wide receiver for Clemson, looks like he's going to be a Heisman candidate real soon just as well for putting up the numbers that he's been putting up. Do you think Clemson has enough to do what it takes to go undefeated this year? And if so, do you think their conference, the ACC, is a conference that could, you know, actually help them get over the hump, a.k.a. if Oregon doesn't go undefeated or Stanford goes undefeated?
It's going to be very interesting. Whew. It's tough. Clemson, if they go undefeated, they still will not play in the national championship game just because of the strength of conference. It's going to be either Stanford, Oregon, playing against Alabama or the SEC champion. Let's be honest. Because when you look at the conference of the of the ACC, we're not sold on Florida State, and that's my team. They still had to play South Carolina. So those two games, and they still were not with the BCS, just my crystal ball, because that's what they're playing for up in my, you know what I'm saying, my ball here, my crystal ball. I just don't see them still, even if they go undefeated, playing for the national championship. It's going to be real tough. I can't see it. And I'm not sold on Taj Boyd as well. Good quarterback. They it's college. You got to be able to throw that peel. So they look good. We'll see them as usual. It's college, so it's always a letdown game. Who knows? But going into North Carolina State, impressive. North Carolina State is known for knocking off, you know, ranked teams when they come up in there on a Thursday night. No upset. It was a good game. But they do have athletes. It's going to be tough. We'll see. They still have to see that kid Clowney last game of the season.
Yeah, definitely. Now, we got a couple of pick-up college games this weekend. I'm going to ask you who you got. I need to know. Wisconsin dropped down, you know, in the rankings. They down to number 22. And they got to bounce back against Purdue. Do they have what it takes to bounce back after a heartbreaking loss that they suffered at Arizona State last week?
Of course they do. They're solid. They have a running game, and it's Purdue.
Purdue almost handed Notre Dame a loss last weekend.
Like I said, it's Purdue.
Next game, we have Arizona State, ranked number 20, versus number 5, Stanford. Who you got?
I have Stanford taking the behind the woodshed. Because it's like this. Stanford needs to put up points and make it look good. They're at home against a ranked team. It'll look good in the next 5 weeks when the BCS rankings come out. I just don't see ASU going into East Palo Alto and winning in Stanford. They stole the one at home. I give you credit. You get the wins like you know, have they give them to you. But I just don't think they can go up in Stanford and take that one, bro. So give me Stanford and give Arizona 4. Minus 4, we Cardinals are winning.
All right. We have Tennessee, who is unranked, going to play number 19, Florida. Big game, SEC. Who you got?
After being demolished by Oregon on the road, and this is a new coach, they want to make a statement. I'm not sold on Florida's quarterback. I'm going to go with Tennessee on the upset.
Oh, straight. First upset pick of the weekend. I like that, L. Boogie. Tennessee, you got. Last but not least, you know, had a lot of more games, but then you have. This is not who you got, because I know who you're going to have. But let me ask you this. How many total yards will Johnny Manziel put up when the number 10 Aggies host the FMU on Saturday? How many yards you giving Johnny Money this weekend?
I'm giving Johnny Money 485 yards. And he'll have that after three quarters.
Yeah, he ain't going to play the whole game against FMU.
And the thing about Johnny right now is I love what he said at the post-game conference. He said, we just lost one game. We didn't lose the national championship. So let's get back, refocus, and finish this thing. I like what he said.
Yeah, that was big time. It's like he's maturing right in front of us from what we saw happening, you know, just a few months ago. So big ups to Johnny Money. We knew that once football season started, he would be a different guy. And, you know, once he get in between those lines, he's making it happen. And, yeah, SMU, I salute you, man. But get ready for Johnny Money. You say 485 and three quarters there, Boogie?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I think he's going to put it down, too. I had him right at about 400, 430, somewhere up in there. You know, he'll probably have about 150 yards rushing. The rest will be in the air. He'll have about 5 touchdowns. I believe it'll be in about 3.5 quarters. I don't think he'll finish the game. FMU likes to run that fast-paced offense, so I think that will give – Texas A&M plenty of opportunities to be on the field and give Johnny the ball like he needs it. And I think that he'll just, you know, carry it over to the next level. And we'll see even more stats from Johnny Money this weekend. And I just hope that he doesn't get hurt. I just hope that he continues to, you know, be smart and play Johnny, Texas A&M, Ken Sumlin football. You know what I mean?
Can't wait. Because I really want to see consistency through Johnny Money, because everybody's hip to you now. So you got to keep it going. You did 5-6-2 against Alabama, so you had to at least come up with numbers close to that. Every game now, it can't stop.
And
you
I don't
know
think
how it is,
people.
So it's like on the streets. You can't keep giving me good stuff and then start giving me something else. I'm about to go to somebody else. You got to give it to me all the time, like how you've been giving it to me. You can't give me a bad batch. You can't give me a bad game.
Hell no. You know, and you know, with that, man, you know, there's some new teams that have hit the top 25. Big ups to Texas Tech and, you know, Coach Cliff Kingsbury down there doing exciting things for Texas Tech. Hopefully they can continue their winning ways and go 4-0. And, you know, we'll see what happens. It's a lot of teams trying to get hungry. ASU just made it to the top 25. And, you know, hopefully they can stay there after a visit down there in Stanford. And we'll see what happens. And when we come back, L Boogie, you know, we'll talk about some pick 'em games for the NFL. You know what I mean?
Also, we got to talk about a couple NCAA coaches on the hot seat.
Uh-oh.
Might get whacked before the season is over with. Streets is talking, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's go.
Girls ain't no fun, and the hood girls want the smartness. College girls all want a thug, so it seems that we spend what we don't need. Got a thing for a queen who don't want to leave. I ain't about to judge you, no, judge me. You ain't gotta really sing about your ass feet, cause I heard you. Yeah, in the literal sense, I mean that. Rough sex saying I love ya, but the kiss of me saying you mean that. I know, I just be calling a meaner. Oh, the irony, got the bomb in D, but the problem is probably a deep pass. Still, I'm feeling this, and I need bad. Thinking if I get it, I need this. I don't need a motion to open your deep sea. I can see the ocean by going between legs. Bag, no, bed, blow, dope, go, forward, couch, now, slow motion. Around, put it down, Lord knows she was going for the moon. Hold up. Her feelings, she break hearts, she stay quiet, she play smart, she take pride, I'm going out, I'm getting hollered at, I'm saying nah, she's no saint, but she don't pose, she don't wear makeup by the bolo, riding through Lakeshore with the nose up, she don't really date much, but it slows up, she got haters, but we all do, heard you when it's time cold, shawty far through, baby look at their approach, how they caught you, all of mine games, never mind, cause they all low, woo.
in the physical sense I mean that. I ain't trying to kiss up, suck up, be gas. I ain't like them you sucking your teeth at. Nope. Play big, trust me, I humble your mean ass. Look, shawty is actually in prevent, cause the one in front of it's working with deep breath. Yep, bed, floor, couch, more, shower, Lord, perm, cunt, love, nah, card in the morning, cell number wasn't on, got no.
Is it baby? I never made love, no, I never did. Would assume no how to fuck, I'd be a bad girl, I'll pull it to you. I can't promise that I'd be good to you, cause I had.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Your co-host, Jewel the GT Row. I'm your wholesale boogie. Hey, yo, Row. Man, we forgot to tell them, to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a girlfriend. Man, I'm not looking at you, we looking past you. Wow, man. NFL this weekend. It's an intriguing, you know, line too, though. Before we get into that, one more thing about the NCAA. You got your boy Mac Brown, Lane Kiffin, and Bo Pelini all on the hot seat. What's up with that?
That's the way it is right now, man. You know, they got Nick Saban trying to deny talks and things like that. But, you know, if he going to Texas, where is Nick Saban? You never know. So we're going to see what happens with that. We're going to see, you know, my local league saying what he said about the fans and
whatever happens to him, I'm pretty sure he'll find another job quicker because he always does. And, you know, that's the way it is. So, Mac Brown, I think he's going to be the first one to go. Bro, he out of there? He's
going to get whacked first? Last year.
What they're gonna end up doing there, Boogie, is that they're gonna fire Mac Brown, man, and it's so sad, but at the same time, you know, what they did was reach out to Nick Saban after Nick Saban had won the championship, you know, his third in 4 years, and after reaching out to him, you know, he said he was going to chill, according to his agents and things. So he doesn't want to be caught up in this. Will he come to Texas? You know, that oil money will speak. And if he wants to, you know, get in some of that Texas oil money, then, you know, he'll be over there. But I can't speak for Nick Saban because he's one of those type of coaches that, you know, he keeps a tight lip and then he just makes it happen overnight. So you never know about that guy. So I'm not going to say that he is coming. I'm not going to say that he's not coming. What I'm going to say is that he is it's up to Nick Saban, man. I think he's going to be there real soon. Yeah, so that's what I think. So Nick Saban, he's going to stay at Alabama for a minute, but we'll see what happens in a minute.
Wow. I would think that Lane Kiffin might be first to go just because all the shenanigans, you don't know who's the quarterback. And let's look at the product. You're USC. Very, very interesting. And then you have your boy down in Nebraska. Now, let me ask you this. If you're the athletic director of Texas, Do you let Mac Brown roll it out, or do you take control in the next, you know what I mean, couple games? My situation, if I was the athletic director, it's been a good 16 years, that is. We brought us a national championship. We played in another. Time to go. Really, who wants to go to Texas now? Everybody's down there is going somewhere else. I mean, you tell me, bro, the streets is talking. You're in Texas. He has to go. That's your pick. That's what you're saying. You heard it here first. He's gone between those three coaches. He's gone first.
Yeah, Mac Brown, his seat is hot, even though he said that he wasn't going to get fired at the end of the year. He was just, you know, he's already hit the panic button also by firing his defensive coordinator and bringing somebody in who was actually, you know, just shadowing the defensive coordinator for the last, you know, year. So it's he's on the hot seat, tried to cover himself, and now the gates are about to open up, and here come Hurricane Katrina for the University of Texas. And they're going to swipe everybody out. Nick Saban's going to bring his boys in. And, you know, it's going to be the way that it's going to be. And, you know, Nick Saban is he's the cool cat. You know, he don't say too much. He just deny. And then, like I mentioned, overnight, he's out of there. And you just be like, wow, what happened? But if he comes to the University of Texas, you know, what can I say? You know what I'm saying? He'll bring everybody from within the state back, you know what I'm saying, so that they won't be traveling far. And then, you know, you never know. You get that Florida connection. You get that Alabama and everybody else that he done touched out. That all these young kids want to play for now, coming into the University of Texas, things switch as far as conferences are concerned, as far as how things look. You know, the Big 12 will be back. But is he coming to Texas? I'm not going to get my hopes up too high. Nick Saban, you know, is up there in age. He's pretty comfortable where he is right now at the University of Alabama, getting paid a nice hefty sum being the head coach at Alabama. So the only thing that could bring him over to the University of Texas is that Texas oil money. If he wants to get in and see what these boosters have at the University of Texas, they gonna pop his wig. If he think he was, put on a pedestal out there in Alabama, come visit Texas and see what these booster club members are gonna show you and how they gonna treat you, man. They got billionaires out there that mess with the University of Texas. So yeah, it will be intriguing, but if he does, I'll be happy. If he don't, I'm still cool because Nick Saban is still Nick Saban. Alabama is just going to continue to roll until, you know, he leaves. So that's just the way I see it.
Man. But let's transition and get to that NFL, you know what I'm saying? There's some intriguing things going on. And, you know, first things first, you know, Deshaun Golston, he won his appeal, you know, on the suspension, but he does have to pay $100,000. You know what I mean?
He better.
On Darren Sproles.
He better. He tried to.
Because Sproles said the streets is talking, quote unquote, verbatim. He was trying to hurt me.
And I
so
believe it,
though,
Boogie.
and even though he did not get suspended for a game, that's a healthy pay out of your game check.
Yeah, it is. It'll keep you from hitting somebody high.
Woo-wee. But, yeah, we got some intriguing games this week. You know, we got Green Bay playing Cincinnati. You know, we got Houston, Ed Reed, even though he's not going to be playing, going back to Baltimore. You got two rookies playing against each other. Your boy, E.J. Manuel, against the infamous Geno Smith.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
And then you got Indianapolis, Andrew Luck, going to San Francisco facing his old coach, old Jimmy Harbaugh.
Oh, that should be an exciting game as well. Yeah, exciting.
Oh, and I got a nice, interesting question for you. Detroit is going to Washington. How many yards will Calvin Johnson have against Washington?
I would have to say a lot, at least 150. He had what, 140 against the Arizona Cardinals in the first half. So I don't think that Washington D-backs are like, you know, the Cardinals defensive backs. So, yeah, I give 150 at least by half.
No question. So, Raw, give me some of your picks, man. Let me give you one. I'm gonna go with my team. You know, Green Bay going to Cincinnati. You know, we got the three pick-ems as we do every Friday night. Green Bay. I'm going to see what our defensive backs can do because they have, you know, some potent guys and they've added a rookie to their system, so it might be a shootout. You know, I'm very intrigued about this Chicago-Pittsburgh Sunday night game. Ty Haley is on the hot seat if you want to talk about coordinators right now after week two. Being, he says he's not worried, but being 0-2 and you haven't put up any type of numbers, you're last in the league in points, there's a problem.
Yeah.
There is a problem. And I'm going to say this one. If he doesn't get it together, he's cut at the end of the year. Tampa Bay at New England. Josh Freeman is on the hot seat. He might not have a job next year.
Ooh.
You have weapons. You have a defense. You're losing 15-14, 14-13. You have to put points up in the NFL. And you have one of the best defenses in the league. They held Drew Brees to 15 points. Yeah. Those are my three games. Those are the three that's intriguing me this week. What about you, Ro?
Yeah, I'm going to throw the Cowboys out there, man. The Rams visit, you know, Jerry's World. And we have to bounce back after losing a close game to Kansas City on Sunday. So I like how the Rams have began to pick up their speed and try to get things going. They lost last week, you know, by a touchdown. And I just want to see if the Cowboys can bounce back after losing a game last week. And then my second game, I'm gonna actually pick the Arizona Cardinals going down to New Orleans because I want to see if the Cardinals defense can show up like they showed up last week and make a couple of stops because Drew Brees hasn't really got it going yet. You know, he's only scored 24 and, like you said, 15 last week. And I think the Cardinals defense are kind of like Tampa Bay's defense to where they're stingy and they play, you know, with aggression and they come after the quarterback. And if Arizona can play like they played last week against Detroit, I think they have a shot at winning another close game against New Orleans. My third game, I'm going to say it is, I want to see the Chicago and Pittsburgh game because I want to see, you know, it's been a lot of talk this week about them handing the ball over to Big Ben. And, you know, when Big Ben has control of the situation, Big Ben makes things happen. And so I'm really eager to see how the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to, you know, bounce back after 0-2. You heard it from the coach himself. He's a no-nonsense guy. And when he talks the talk, you know, his team has to walk the walk. And so I believe that what he said on Sunday and what he said on Tuesday is exactly what you need to hear from a coach. And I think he'll have his team prepared to play a good game against Chicago because it's not like Chicago has been blowing people out. Chicago has just been a team who's been able to win the close games this year, unlike they were able to do last year. So big ups to Chicago. If they can remain undefeated and go 3-0, you know, big ups to them. I think they could do some big things. But if Pittsburgh shows up, I think Pittsburgh can, you know, start something and get something going and, you know, make turn their season around before it gets too late.
They better do something. Somebody's going to have to go. And when you're the head man, don't you whack everybody else before they eventually whack you?
Offensive coordinator going to be first. So, yeah, you know, Todd Haley, and it hasn't been good for Todd Haley in the last, since he's been in Pittsburgh. So we'll see exactly what happens. Big Ben and Todd Haley haven't really been clicking on the same page. And we'll actually see what happens when Sunday comes. And, like, it's a Sunday night game, so it'll be televised live. And everybody will be able to witness, you know, is it going to be Ty Haley's last game with the Pittsburgh Steelers, or is Big Ben going to be able to, you know, call all the shots from here on out and take his team where they want to go? So we'll see. We'll definitely see. Very intriguing.
Very, very intriguing. Wow, I want to see what, you know, Joey Cool does against, you know, J.J. Watt. It's going to be interesting. A lot of good games, as usual, in the NFL early on. We'll see if Miami's good. They're 2-0 playing against Atlanta. You know, so it's going to be intriguing. What will Washington do against Detroit at home? And you know what, Cam Newton? Let me say this, bro. What's up, Cam? I'm looking for Superman. What's up with the Kryptonite down in Charlotte?
You know, you got to turn it around, El Boogie. You got to do something fast because Rivera's on the hot seat just as well, you know. So they got to get it going. Got to get it going. You know what, El Boogie, man? We talked about a lot, man. We got a lot on the board, man. And the asylum is hot. You what's up? You want to jump into the asylum and see what the people got to say, homie?
No question. Let them come on in, man. Let them earn their credibility, man. They on the yard. Well, who threw the kite first, man?
Oh, man, you know what, man? You know, it's always good to Mr. Controversy. So we're going to bring in Mr. Controversy first because I know he has a lot to say about the trade of Cleveland getting rid of Trent Richardson. So let's go out to Mr. Controversy and see what he got to say about his team and what all has been discussed on the board this evening. Hey, yo, big brother. Oh, Mr. Controversy, where you at?
Controversy is here, man.
What's up with the controversy?
Oh, man, I can't call him. I'm feeling good. How about y'all, man?
You know,
hey,
man, it's a typical Friday. It's a typical Friday, man. It's hot. You know, the asylum is kicking. And we had to start it off with Mr. Controversy. What's going on with the trade? The biggest news of the week, Trent Richardson being traded to Indianapolis for a first-round pick in the 2014 draft class. What's up with that?
Well, you know, man, 4 days ago, you know, you couldn't tell me nothing about the Cleveland Browns, man. But as always, Cleveland being Cleveland, they do the unexpected. And I feel they're making a mockery out of us, the fans. But I did a little bit of research, though. Now, I want y'all to tell me, in the last 30 years, can y'all name me one player, because it's only one player that came out this out of Alabama Crimson Tide that made an impact in the NFL. It's been only one player, and his name is Sean Alexander. In the last 30 years, there has not been not one player that came out the Crimson Tide that had an impact, dynamic career, except Sean Alexander. So Cleveland Browns, I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know how they feeling. I ain't feeling it, but at the same time is, man, we're going to ride together. We're going to die together, man.
Streets. That's a true fan right there, El Boogie.
Man, I was at work. Listen, I was at work. You know I work in Pittsburgh. And they came in there. Oh, yeah, these garbage Browns is trying to trip. I said, oh, they tripping. That's controversy. Ain't nobody hearing that. That's controversy. But then, you know, the Cleveland, man, they didn't do the unexpected, man. So they must know something, or they just being Cleveland.
So, let me ask you, will Trent Richardson be a good fit for Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts moving forward?
Well, listen, man, you know, since like, let's talk about the last, like, I guess his style of running is not that efficient in the NFL anymore. You need players like Chris Johnson or Jamal Charles or Adrian Peterson or Derek Martins. You need them small running backs that can get through them holes. Like, they gotta be strong, but they have to be fast. And like, we're not seeing that type of speed no more. So like, it's gonna be, I don't know. You know, they got Lamar Bradshaw. Who's he? He ain't did nothing. So, you know, man, I don't know, man. But you know, when you got T. Rich behind you, you got that running back that just gonna sit up here, block, and also catch that ball in that backfield.
Right.
So, who cares about the Indianapolis Colts? You know.
Well, it's a lot of people out there that care about the Indianapolis Colts, and they believe that, you know, they have something in Trent Richardson, you know, a back who can catch out the backfield, a back who runs hard. It's just that he has been injury prone since the start of his career. And so that may be a factor, like El Boogie said in the beginning. Cleveland might know something we don't know. Is he a bag of bones already? Is that why they got rid of him? What's the deal? But we will soon find out. They said Coach Pagano said he gonna use him, like he gonna wear him out. As soon as they're going to the San Fran to get it in and get it done. So we'll see.
All I'm gonna say is this, man. I don't care about no Indianapolis Colts. Trent Richardson is not part of us. I don't care about them. I don't care about no player to come out from Alabama. I'm an Ohio State fan and I'm a Cleveland Browns fan. So with that being said, man, I'm going to wish him the best of luck. And when they come against us, kill them.
Already. I've spoken like a true fan, El Boogie. You know what I mean? All right. Cleveland got a big game this weekend. They're not starting to back up Jason Campbell. They starting to back up in Brian Hoyer. What's your thoughts about
he?
That? I thought Jason – I don't know. I was going to ask you. Hit me from
man,
Ohio
who
State.
Is he? Oh, my God. You know what it is, man? I'm going to tell you what's wrong with Cleveland, man. Cleveland is afraid of having a black quarterback. This is going on with Cleveland Browns. The streets have spoken, and the Cleveland Browns are afraid to have a black quarterback.
Hey,
come on,
and
Brian.
I believe you.
Man, Brian
Hoyer. I believe
Hoyer,
you because I haven't seen him.
We talking about Brian Hoyer. When he did something one game in a preseason against a third string players? Come on. It's getting out of control, out of hand. And I'm not feeling what's going on with the Cleveland Browns. I'm not feeling this new administration. I'm not feeling First Energy Stadium. I want Cleveland Browns Stadium back.
Do you hear this guy?
The streets has spoken, and I want that First Energy taken off that stadium, and I want Cleveland Brown Stadium back.
Wow.
Flat out.
And listen to this. Now, I'm going to say this. At least I respect you, the chef, because at least you still call in. You know, big brother, I'm shouting all of you guys out. D-Mac, Almighty, everybody talking about the Browns, this and that, E-Ren. Where are you now? You still in your cell. You ain't come out on the yard and call in.
I'm here. I appreciate that.
Black, bang, bang.
Hey, but I'm going to tell you this, man. Because there's a lot of controversy going on in this NFL. And I'm all about controversy. My upset of the week is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the New England Patriots. You heard it first, straight live, Mr. Controversy himself, Chef Hunter, said the upset of the week is Tampa Bay versus New England Patriots.
I like that.
Give me a score.
Give me a score
for Monday show so we'll know.
Man, I'm going 21-13.
Oh, I like that.
It's gonna be under 40 points. You heard it first. It's gonna be the game is gonna be under 40 points.
Street. I like that controversy. Is that the only upset you got for the NFL weekend?
Yeah, man. You know, I'm going to Washington, man, later on tomorrow, so I don't know if I'm going to be in tune what's going on, but I'm looking forward for them St. Louis Rams to pop them Cowboys.
Ah, there you go with that BS, man. Watch your tongue, man.
I gave y'all money last night. Y'all not believer in his candidate. Man, Alex Smith is a winner in the NFL. Is we forgetting this, y'all?
I picked the Chiefs are gonna win.
Man, he's 21-5-1. Come on, ain't nobody got better stats than that. Not a better record. And under 30 games, that boy Alex Smith is a winner. Jamal Lawrence had 150 all-purpose yards last night. Every shot of 150 yards.
Yeah, if they can keep it rolling, you know, it'll be good things happening for the Chiefs this year. Yeah, they got a lot of fans, and they've been waiting on this to happen for a long time. So we'll definitely see what happens.
Hey, I'm going to say this, man. My eye of the weekend is going to be – my eye in these next couple weekends is going to be who would get a win first, the Cleveland Clowns
or the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I'm looking forward to that because I don't see neither one of these teams getting a win anytime soon. But somebody got a win when they play each other, and I'm predicting the score going to be 0-0 tie game.
Now let me ask you this. L Boogie had the question of the night at the halftime of the Philadelphia Kansas City game. They retired Donovan McNabb's number right next to Reggie White, number 92 in the Eagle Hall of Fame. Is Donovan McNabb a Hall of Famer?
Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got to get that man when props do it. He, you know, he wasn't
what?
Always dominant, but at the same time is he took that team to the playoff many years and came up short.
Yeah.
Went to a Super Bowl and came up short. He brought his all. He brought that tears. He brought that blood. He brought that sweat. He brought all the controversy, all the adversity, everything towards him all them years, and he was a winner. See, you want me to tell you the trick last night? Philly wanted Andy Reid to win.
Are
they wanted to rub that in a Philadelphia organization that y'all should have never got rid of this coach.
I disagree.
He's shining.
I think
out.
It was good for
both. That man is shining.
I think it was both for good parties to get a fresh start.
Man, we is witnessing the college transition of Chip Kelly. It's not going to work of these grown men in the NFL. We are witnessing these
things. You need
things.
A better – you know, it's not that. You need a better defense and you need a better quarterback. Michael Vick isn't the guy you want him to be anymore, and he's not accurate. You see the balls thrown
it's
behind,
horrible.
Balls getting tipped. He's 5'10", a juggernaut entertainer, and that's it.
Hey,
he's an
hey,
athlete
look,
playing quarterback.
I don't mean to cut you up, but you want me to show you what was in that game plan last night? As soon as they see that ball release out of Michael Vick's hand, put your hands up. That's what Andy Reid told them to do. That was their game plan, and they went in, and they took it. They did exactly what that man did because they know Michael. He know Michael Vick's weakness. He kept his hands up. You seen the lineman touch that ball about 13-14 times last night.
Yep. And that's exactly what happened. That caused about at least three of those turnovers.
Man. Listen to this. Hold on. Don't let me cut you off. The plan is every time you see somebody throw the ball, you better throw your hands up. Are you kidding me? That's the plan every week. Look at J.J. Watt. That's not an out. That's no, well, because Michael Vick throwing the ball, you put your hands up, this and that. He's 5'10", in the pocket, getting harassed, and he can't get away like he used to and be the athlete. And also, his balls are thrown behind guys. He has a cannon of an arm. Don't get me wrong. He has arm strength. But to be a quarterback, you got to have more than that in the league. You got to have more than that.
Absolutely, and I agree.
So
do you feel, can Michael Vick, take that team right now as we've seen to the playoffs this year?
It depends on his defense and if he can, you know, get more consistent. That's all. I mean, his defense is terrible. I can't put all of it on Michael Vick. I'm just saying his deficiencies, that's what he does. But his defense, and I have to applaud them, they did better. But Kansas City did just enough to win because they have a stout defense. You got five guys that go to the Pro Bowl, and it's 11 guys on the field, man. And you got a rookie who was clowning last night, Houston. So, you know, we'll see when they play against Denver and, you know, teams like that. But their defense is stout. They gotta put up some points later on in the season. But for now, the defense is going to keep them in the game.
Hey, yo, big brother, you know what it is, man. You know we appreciate the love. We appreciate you calling in, man. You know the asylum is hot. It's Friday. It's Freestyle Friday.
It's Friday. Y'all enjoy yourself, man. Y'all go out, pop some bottles for me. And y'all make sure y'all do something. Y'all tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend to tell a girlfriend. I'm going. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, much love. You too, player.
All right.
The chef. Hey, chef, remember, presentation is everything, baby. I see you on IG.
Hey, L Boogie. Did you see how the Los Angeles Dodgers clinched the NL West last night after beating the Arizona Diamondbacks 7-6? Did you see how they celebrated last night?
Like gangsters, like they were supposed to.
Did you have a problem with that?
I had no problem with it. Reason being, like they say in football, stop him from clinching in your house. Don't let him score a touchdown. He won't celebrate.
Yeah, and that's what happens. And you know what? Man, while we in the asylum, man, we got to go to somebody, man, who's a Dodger fan, who loves L.A., you know what I mean, and who feels the same way that you feel. He said it wasn't no problem. Yo, C-No, where you at, baby? You on the line?
Screech is talking, fellas. What's good, T-Lo? What's up, L Boogie?
What the deal, C-No?
What's the deal, baby? Hey,
chilling, man.
Dodgers are clowning. Your Dodgers are straight clowning. Going into the swimming pool of the Arizona Diamondbacks after they clinched the NL West and the playoff berth. What the hell is wrong with your team, man?
What you talking about? I just got out the same pool myself. That's what we do, man. I'm going to come to your house and whoop that ass. And what you think going to happen? We're taking the dive. It's hot out here, too. 110 degrees. Let's go ahead and cool off and then go pop some rosé. That's what we do. NL champs.
I must say, for the Los Angeles Dodgers, who were in last place, on July 1, to come back and do what they did to win the NL West by 10 games. I mean, that's impressive, but should you have taken a dip? I don't think you should have taken a dip. You've already popped bottles in the locker room. Even though there wasn't anybody in the stands, everybody went home. You can't do that, man.
T-Row, you've been in Arizona too long. You're getting sensitive. You know damn well how we go down. It's like when terrorists ran to the star. You got to stop it. If you don't want it, stop it. You know how the L Boogie? Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a girlfriend, stop it if you don't want it to happen.
Boy, y'all so disrespectful.
Look at their faces. When you go to somebody else's place and you rob them and tie them up and take their money and do what you do, look at their faces. Stop it then. You told me to stop celebrating the locker room. You sent the kite to me, so where else can I celebrate? I'm going to celebrate in the water. It's already hot in Arizona. I can't take a dip.
That's what they got the pool for.
Street.
For the Dodgers to celebrate.
Exactly. That's what they got the pool for. And they better clean it out. And you know what's so cold? See, no, they took a dip with their uniforms on. So you know it's all type of dirt and cleats. Oh, man. So disrespectful.
So disrespectful. Don't they call that baptism? Don't the Christians call that baptism?
No question.
For sure, man. Hey, man, well, I know there's Asylum popping tonight. I'm looking forward to Freestyle Friday. Y'all fellas have a good weekend, and y'all be easy. Lakers.
That's what I'm talking about. Appreciate the love, baby. Yeah, L Boogie. You know, man, it's just, would the Yankees have done that? You think the Yankees would have dipped in the pool after winning the World Series in Arizona?
No. Guess what we would have did?
What would you have done?
Rented out the whole hotel down there. For free. Come on in. Like Frank White, King of New York. I want in. Straight. Woo! What a night, baby. We just going down. When we come back, Usain Bolt. Is he retiring? I'm retiring. I told you we in the streets. Soccer, baseball, football, basketball. My agent know your age. Let's go, bro. Streets is talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop.
Fuck me good, but she no say. Murder on that pussy, let her boyfriend get that DOA. Get it? And all I get is free Dole. Plus I'm on probation when they test me at this P-Rose. Last night, I went hard, beat to Rock Patron and all. 30 racks on Madden bottles, I think I was born to ball. Looking like a million plus, fresh from off that corner star. Hater, I be doing me, you guys should be doing y'all. I'm stacking money to the ceiling. All these assets in my rollie, I be chillin'. And I just made a couple million, so I could take care of them children. Oh,
bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles, and she tell me say when, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck, and I say church.
Bought my niggas some cane, so much it came with a plane. Bought my niggas some dope, so much it came with a boat. I just bought me a crib, so big it came with a moat. For niggas jumping the fence, I hope you niggas can float. And I just hope that I'm forgiven for caring about how they living and loaning a little money and keeping them out of prison. I ain't lying in my verses, I'm just telling you the basics of growing up with your friends and becoming the one that made it. Yes, Lord, all gold, man, I got these bitches sold. Talking about these other rappers getting noticed, even getting no. Worry about your followers, you need to get your dollars up. Me and me, young niggas popping like our collars up, and good ain't good enough, and your hood ain't hood enough. Spend my whole
whole life putting on. You spend your whole life putting up. Ain't no telling when I go, so there ain't shit that I'ma wait for. I'm the type to say a prayer and then go get what I just pray for.
Nigga, bad bitches in the building. Woo. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm fit to kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles and she tell me stay winning.
I'm tryna hold on. I wish I could, you think I should. She got that $1 million body. Shorty my Bugatti. And she said she got a man. We keep a secret Illuminati. It's a rock all in my bottle. She was on that reposado. And I take her up to Rado. And this bitch I'm spinning like I hit Salado. This is Salado.
To kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles and she tell me stay winning. I say church.
Pray.
We make it light up like a church.
Pray. The streets is soft. This sports talk show with a twist of hip hop.
Like
Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. 347-855-8896-blogtalkradio.com. Category sports, search box, the streets is talking. You know, if you missed it, you can always go back and get in the archives and listen to us, any show that we have done, and check us out. But a recap of the show, big NFL trade. Trent Richardson to the Indianapolis Colts for a 2014 first-round pick. The Pick'em Games of the Week. You tell me what you think. NCAA football. And also, who's on the hot seat? And intriguing things I want to know from the caller. Question of the night. Donovan McNabb got his number retired from the Philadelphia Eagles. Is he a Hall of Famer? Yes or no? Give me facts. One caller says yes. I'll let you know later. So, Ro, I know the asylum hot, man. Hit me with somebody, man. Let's see what they're talking about. I know they want to get some steam off their chest down in the land. Somewhere, Dallas, Phoenix. I know they want to get it off their chest.
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. You know, the big brother that always check in with us, man, just got settled in, man. He had to take a little road trip, you know what I mean? So he finally made it to his destination. And, you know, we gonna kick it to the big brother, D-Mac, and see what he got going on and see what he want to discuss. Yo, big brother D-Mac, what's up with it, Kevin?
What's up, brothers? How y'all doing, man?
Oh, man, you know it's Friday. It's Freestyle Friday. It's hot. You know, we only need sports, man. Sports and entertainment, like always.
Okay. Big Brett just gave me a recap of everything that's going on. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm ready to chime in.
Well, let me ask you this. Trent Richardson is now an Indianapolis Colt. Was that a good move or a bad move by the Cleveland Browns?
I don't even recognize the other guys' names. You know, their name can't come out of my mouth or nothing like that.
Wow.
On Sundays now, I won't even be in front of the TV watching those guys. You know, I'll be at a little Pop Warner game or Muni or something like that at 1 o'clock, and I'll watch, you know, the 4 o'clock game.
No more tailgating.
Nope, no more tailgating, no more nothing. I took everything, I put it in the tote and stuff. When it get cold, you know, probably another month or so, I'll put it in the little bonfire in the back and stuff so, you know, we can keep warm with that stuff. I am done with those guys, I don't care if they win a Super Bowl this year or whatever. I'll never be on the bandwagon. I mean, no, I'm done. That was terrible. Terrible. I don't know what they was thinking about, the owner, the GM. But I don't even care, though. I don't even care no more. I'm done with these guys. I'm totally done. You know, I'm down here in the D, so, you know they adopted me down here. So I'm about to truly be, like, a Lions fan, a Steelers fan, anybody but those other guys.
Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
Just, you know, being where I'm from, I wish sometimes when that came across the air, what was the first thought that ran through your mind? Was the streets of talking run through your mind? What was the first thing that ran through your mind?
They are NBG. Nothing but garbage. That's the first thing that hit me, big bruh. They NBG, man. I went in the basement. Yes.
Now let me ask you this. You got two rookie quarterbacks going at it this Sunday. You got Buffalo going against the Jets. E.J. Manuel against Geno Smith. The first quarterback taken and the last quarterback taken in the draft. Who you got?
I'm going with Buffalo. Manuel, he's the truth. Geno got a long way to go. Long way to go. Buffalo, I like that guy. He's nice. I checked him out last week. I like the way he drove them down the field. He threw the touchdown with 2 seconds left to Stevie Johnson, which I got in fantasy. He got me 25 points last week. And Stevie Johnson.
So, of course, you're going,
yeah.
EJ.
Yeah, man. Geno got a long way to go, man. But I think it's his job, though. I mean, his little gig for the next couple of years. Hopefully, he do have a good season. But no, that Manuel guy, he's making some noise. He's nice. He's nice. I like him.
Last night, Andy Reid had his return to Philadelphia. Came out with a win. Did Philly look bad, or is Kansas City that good?
Kansas City, good. Remember, earlier this year, I think L Boogie, see, we all, I think, picked Kansas City as a sleeper team in the AFC. Remember y'all had the show, and we was picking sleeper
yes.
team? And I think we all agreed, like, on Kansas City and Miami being,
Kansas
like,
City and Miami, exactly.
Coming out, and both of those teams, I mean, it's the third week, is making us all look good, so... I mean, Alex Smith, I mean, he looked damn better than the dude from San Francisco last week. He did nothing. But, no, man, I think it's the coach, the team. I mean, you know, I wish that other team could play that hard, but no.
You say the other team.
But, no, I think they just beat them. I think they just beat them guys, man. It was an ugly game, you know. Vic did not play good. Vic didn't play good at all. But I mean, I like Kansas City, man. I watched them yesterday and they showed me some. I was impressed. Ugly game and all. I was impressed. I didn't think they was gonna, you know, do that good against them. But they won.
Let me ask you this. You know you're in the streets, and so let me ask you this. The LA Dodgers. We're going to switch to baseball. The L.A. Dodgers, they clinched the NL West in Arizona. You know, in the ballpark, they have a pool. They went and celebrated in their pool with their uniforms on. Do you think that was disrespectful?
Yes, it was. Very disrespectful.
Thank you, D-Man. Thank you.
Very, very, very disrespectful. They ain't won nothing since when? Just early in
2007.
Just early in the year, they was on fire the coach and this and that, and you know what I'm saying? See, when you do stuff like that though, when they the first round of the playoffs, teams, man, they gonna come at them hard. They gonna come at them hard. The New York Yankees ain't about to do that unless they get that ring on. That's when they celebrate. They should have won their pennant, went in the locker room, shook hands, hugged each other. Man, we still got work to do. We still got
right.
work to do.
They,
pre-celebration.
They had celebration like
they
did
not.
Go ahead.
Doing that pre-celebration.
Well, you know, when you win it, you know, when you win the pennant, that's in the tradition baseball, that's what they do is, you know, pop a couple bottles, you know, just for winning the pennant. But I just think that stop me, don't let me win the pennant in your place then.
L Boogie, you're a Yankees fan. You're a Yankees fan, a diehard Yankees fan. Your Yankees don't pop bottles, bro. Your Yankees don't pop bottles.
Guess what I said.
So see them jumping
guess
in.
Guess what I said.
So why is it good for the Dodgers to do it?
I guess what I said. I said that if we won it, we would have just rented out the whole hotel and had a party in there.
No, they wouldn't have did that for winning no pennant. They don't care about pennant.
No, we talk about the World Series. If they would have won the World Series.
The World Series, they win the whole top floor out.
Right.
They win the whole top floor out.
Now let me ask you one more thing before I let you go.
Okay.
Johnny Manziel. They play SMU this week, up in the 12th man. How many yards is Johnny Manziel gonna have against SMU?
120.
Is that rushing?
Oh yeah, I'm talking about rushing. I thought he was talking about rushing. I'm talking about rushing.
Total.
Oh, total, man. Last week was my first time seeing them against Alabama. You know what I'm saying? Like, I seen a couple of highlights here and there on ESPN, but last week I actually sat down and got to watch the guy play a whole game. And, you know, little D-Mac was telling me about him. That's why I checked him out. He's nice on the college level. I give him that. He's
right.
Nice on the college level. When he goes to the league, he's going to be another Tebow. Even if he make it to he's probably going to make it. But, I mean, he ain't all that to me on no pro level. College, he all right. I like the boy from Clemson. I watched him last night. You know what I'm saying?
He probably have about
520 yards, something like that. They might sit him down in the start of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we all agree on that. We all agree on that one. Well, D-Mac, hey, last question before you get out of here.
Donovan McNabb was
honored last night at halftime in the Philadelphia Hall of Fame. Is he a Hall of Famer?
No, sir. Not at all. He don't have the numbers to me. I mean, I don't know the numbers. I know this y'all profession. Y'all might know his numbers. I don't know his numbers off the top of my head, but well, he went to the Super Bowl once, lost, threw up on the field, cried like a baby. T.O. was like, get it together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Get it together. But, no, man, I don't think he does. I don't know his numbers. If you guys can tell me his numbers and touchdowns and all that stuff, I don't know where his ranking at. Matter of fact, when I get off with y'all, you know, I do a little something. But to me, I think there's other players out there that was better than him. I mean, he was cool for a hot second. You know, he had his little 15 minutes of fame. But Hall of Famer, no. I don't see it.
That's what I'm talking about. You heard it here first. You agree with L Boogie. L Boogie don't believe he should go win either. So there you have it. D-Mac, you know we appreciate the love, man. And,
I'm going to be down here in Detroit this weekend, man. I'll be back up in the land Sunday, man. Check my son out, play football and everything, man. I got to see how he's doing. So I love you guys, man, and I'll holler at y'all Monday.
Man, much love and good luck to your son. You know what I mean?
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend down there in the D.
I got you, big bruh. I got you, baby.
All right. Yeah, L Boogie. You know what, man? Let's keep it in the asylum because it's almost time to do that Freestyle Friday thing. Let's move out to, you know what, because I know last week you missed the show, but he's a big boxing fan, L Boogie, and I need to get his info on what he thought about the fight last week and, you know, and see where we're going with this Mayweather, with the TMT thing. So let's bring in my dude, Motorcycle J. Yo, big brother Motorcycle J, you in the building with the street?
Already, what's happening?
What's the deal? How you feel this evening?
Oh, man, baby, it's Friday. Shit. Glad to be on the show. Glad for y'all to have me. Appreciate that. Sorry for missing last week, man. Been caught up doing this work, but definitely wanted to touch base, you know, chime in on the Mayweather fight and, you know, any other things y'all had on your minds.
Now, you know, we got a couple of questions to ask you about that, but before we go into that, go ahead and tell me, did Floyd fight the fight that you thought he was going to fight, or did Canelo just disappoint you?
No, man, Canelo didn't disappoint me. Canelo, I ain't even going to talk about Canelo, man, because I ain't even worried about that dude. Mayweather did not fight the fight that I thought he was going to fight. To be honest with you, I thought it was going to be one of those tactical fights where Mayweather was, you know, pop shot and sticking to moving, some that he ain't brought out in his arsenal, you know, in the last couple years, or last couple fights, I should say, you know, and just make sure that it was, you know, a decisive win, 5 points on the cards, unless he felt at any point in time in the ring that he could take this guy out, which, so that was a shocker to me. I mean, I don't know if you guys, I'm anxious to watch it. That's one of the things that I wanted to shout out to the Streets is Talking audience out there. If you caught the fight, great. Watch the fight again this weekend, because it always gives you a second angle and a second look. And you're going to see a lot of things that Floyd did that you didn't catch or recognize in the fight prior to that. So,
right.
With that being said, you know, I was surprised, man. I think I kind of just, you know, off my memory, you know, being emotionally charged in there with a lot of money on the line, right? You know, go five to six rounds that Floyd was walking that man down. So, you know, I did not expect to see that. But I also was optimistic enough to know that if the kid, you know, pressured Floyd too much and he thought he could take him out, that, you know, he's going to sit down on his punches and, you know, let him have it, like we've seen him do with, you know, Arturo Gatti, with Ricky Hatton, and some of the other guys that he, you know, he did that to. So, overall, I thought it was a good fight. Yeah, definitely caught me by surprise. But, you know, at the end of the day, performance-wise, man, he did his thing. Show did it. 36, he can get in there, was faster than a 23-year-old. You know, hardly got touched, man. I mean, Cotto did more damage than anybody, Floyd. He's supposed to be touching this guy, you know. So that's my thoughts. You know, I can't wait to see, like I said, take a second look at it. But, you know, overall, very impressed with the TNT team. They went out there and did their thing.
Jay, who should Floyd fight next?
Nobody.
Pacquiao,
there is
Timothy
nobody.
Bradley.
Okay.
There is
Timothy
nobody.
Bradley, Pacquiao, none of those guys. None of those guys deserve a shot. I mean, nobody wants to see the Pacquiao-Floyd fight. I don't, at least. At least boxing experts don't. You know, I mean, that fight is pretty much gone. The only person for him to fight, which is going to continue to build on his legacy, is somebody much bigger than him. And so you figure the competition, you've got Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., you know, you've got Sergio Martinez, which would be a good fight in my opinion. But none of those guys, when you think, who can beat this guy right now? Unfortunately for boxing, there's not another, you know, there's not a ring of superstars there that are just at that level. So it doesn't matter. You know, what I think, you know, let me just say it right now, ahead of time, you know, this is the perfect final chapter, final story, legacy for Floyd, because, you know, again, look at the competition. There's really nobody out there that can beat him at this time unless he goes in there, you know, up several pounds. And, you know, I don't think his team's going to let him do that. And I think it's really about building a legacy for the final fight, because that's ultimately what's going to draw in 3 million viewers, because he's got a chance to write history there. So the boy is brilliant in and out of the ring. It just goes to show.
Absolutely. Now,
which is why CJ Ross, people like that are bad for boxing, man. You know, they shouldn't, I mean, investigate. I don't know what the recourse was with her on that scorecard, but, you know, again, it's reviews and judges like that are bad for boxing, and, you know, I hope that they come down pretty hard on her, which I'm sure they're going to do, because that's Floyd City. And, you know, ultimately, like I said, when we talk about writing that final chapter, and it's like that right there, something like that could take that away. And so she, I hope she doesn't score another card.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad she stepped down and did that, because, yeah, she was going to spoil or taint the judge's outlook on boxing, you know what I mean? Now, let me ask you,
right.
Jay, I know you're a big Dallas Cowboys fan. We took a loss to Kansas City last week. Can the Cowboys bounce back against the St. Louis Rams this week?
Oh, absolutely. The Cowboys can bounce back. I mean, honestly, I agree with you. We definitely should have won that game, as tough as it is to go into the Arrowhead Stadium and do something like that. But we should have won a game. I think at the end of the day, we beat ourselves once again, like the Cowboys are infamous to do. But I got a smile on my face still just because they're in the AFC, which I'm glad to see Andy Reid gone from the NFC in my division. And at the end of the day, they went and did their thing against the Eagles, which, again, made the streets some money. And, you know, like I said, it just proves that, you know, again, Kansas City is a good team. So don't look at it like, you know, I mean, that's – I hate to point that out, but, you know, at least we lost to a good team and it was a close battle, and I really feel like we beat ourselves. So I'm thinking that the Cowboys, as long as they can stay, for the most part, mistake-free and healthy, man, we got a good shot. But I want to keep that under the radar for now.
I hear you. Do you have any predictions on this weekend's games, any upset picks, college or pro?
You know what? I'll be honest with you, man, with the schedule being hectic, I haven't had a chance to really look at the college schedule, but the football, being that I'm invested in the football pool, you know, I'm just going to throw this out there for fucking grins and giggles. I'm going to go ahead and say that the upset could be, on Monday night, this kid James Pryor, I mean, not James Pryor, but Terrell Pryor, running all over Manning, using his legs to get the job done in a close one. I'm throwing that out there. I'm just throwing that out there. It's one of those things they ain't got, you know, it's going to be tough for them to do, you know, against Peyton Manning. But at the end of the day, man, that could be the shocker. That one, and I also got, who was it? The Jets getting upset by Buffalo, of course. Yeah,
Buffalo.
I heard you guys talking about that, and that one I like EJ as well. I think Gino, as your man said earlier, he's got a little bit of a ways to go, but EJ, I'm riding with him in his defense.
Is Donovan McNabb a Hall of Famer?
Hell no. I agree with the man. I agree with your counterpart. I agree with D-Mac. I'm telling you, man, that he is not a Hall of Famer. He is a good player. He is a good athlete, but he was not a Hall of Famer. You know, when you really look at, I don't know what it takes necessarily besides, you know, popularity and stats to influence that, you know, in terms of getting in. But don't know if they should have really necessarily retired his jersey, and I definitely don't think he's a Hall of Famer. Good guy, good player, but hell no.
There you have it. Jay, you know we appreciate the love, baby. We appreciate you calling in, give us your insights on everything, you know what I mean? And, you know, hopefully we'll holler at you on Monday, see how the football pool went, and hopefully you come out on top with that, you know what I mean?
Already, man. What I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to start calling in on that Monday with the next week's pick so that I can get the streets just talking advice and see if I can't start a little separate pool, man. You know what I'm saying? We'll start a little something, you know, definitely. I'll take my 20. I'll send it up. All right, brother. I appreciate y'all having me.
No questions.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is.
No doubt. Appreciate y'all having me on, man. Love the show. And y'all be easy.
L Boogie, tell him what to do.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Just going to tell her
girlfriend.
Yes, sir.
No question.
I'm ready, Motorcycle J. Much love, baby.
Much love, baby.
Yeah, L Boogie. That's what I'm talking about right there. You know what I'm saying? Motorcycle J said, it's really nobody out there for Floyd to fight. We just got to wait and see who he's going to, you know, get in the ring because he has to honor that contract. So two down, four more to go, and we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll definitely see what happens. Because you know he ain't – every fight he making so much money. That is just crazy.
I know you smell the money.
Don't talk to me. Get your brother.
Man. Just for the West Coast listeners, man. They listening in live, man, from L.A. Now we're going to dedicate this to the Dodgers, man. And Magic Johnson. If you ain't got no money, don't talk to me. While I'm doing my seat walk on you guys, the streets is talking, money's in Fridays,
9 to 11 p.m. 347-855-8896. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a girlfriend. Oh! Let's go, bro.
You fucking mix, trying to get pregnant. Knowing if he had a baby, yo, fuck, that's couldn't help it. I be riding through the city, banging two chains. Ain't worried about the police, I got two knives. Keep the sharp, cause sometimes you gotta do things. She give away that pussy like loose chains. Tryna have a nigga, baby. The ceiling of a JJ. This ain't recess, bitch, you know I don't play, play. Just bought an AK, just took a vacay. Bitch, you broke, you need to call triple AA. Bitch, you broke. Shout out. Don't talk to me, get your bread up. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my niggas fed up. Bitch, you broke. Shut up, don't talk to me, get your bread up. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my niggas fed up.
Hey, how you fuck for cash, but you not a hoe? And how I'm gonna respect you if your pockets broke? On your rap sheet, a whole lot of bros. It's a clinic on Western, bitch, you oughta go. You broke your pussy stank, you borrowed clothes, lost the little ass that you had playing with your nose. I dedicate this to my last hoe, swear I got cash and start acting like an asshole. Catch up, keep up, Cutlass with the beat up. I be buying pounds, so no, we can't piece up. Rollie with the crown, bet you wanna fuck the king, huh? It's money over bitches, pussy never fucked this thing up. She still fanning when she see us. I'm a grade A nigga, use a C plus. I got a broom, bitch, clean up. Hit the blade, pay my fee up.
Shut up, don't talk to me. Get your bread up. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my niggas fed up. Bitch, you broke. Shut up, don't talk to me. Get your bread up. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my niggas fed up.
You shopping at Louis when your baby need wicks. Using vibrators when you know you need dick. Bitch, you sick. Ho, you trifling. I heard in the hood your pussy be cycling. Nobody wifing your ass. Young nigga got dick. No yak. Fast money, fast bitches taking hold fast. And me and relations don't last. My nigga must have got the Benzo. My clips got extendos. I'm hanging out the window. Banging out the window. Throw it up chunky. Wrist on chunky. I heard the homie fucked and your pussy smell funky. And I ain't used to what you used to. The only thing in your ear is a Bluetooth. You niggas ain't blinged out. 20 racks, I blow that. 5, 10, 15, I let my niggas hold that.
Bitch, you broke. Shut up. Don't talk to me. Get your bread up. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat. All my niggas fed up. Bitch, you broke.
We back in the asylum. The streets is talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, along with my co-host, Duels the G, who is out on assignment, T-Row. I'm your host, L Boogie. Man, before we get into the Freestyle Friday, man, shout out to the WNBA, man. You know, it's 8 teams competing right now, and we've had a couple games. You know, Phoenix lost to the Phoenix knocked off the L.A., and all the teams that have played thus far, the road team has won. Minnesota is trying to be the first home team to win tonight. They play Seattle. You got Indianapolis and Chicago. Shout out to Candace Parker. She wins her second MVP. Elena Del Don, she wins Rookie of the Year. And my girl Foles down there in Chicago in the shot. She won Defensive Player of the Year.
Oh, big ups. Big ups to all the ladies who have won awards. That's big time, L Boogie, you know what I mean? One thing about the MVP race is that your girl Diana Taurasi from the Phoenix Mercury, she finished sixth. But she gave the LA Sparks and Candace Parker 30 last night. Woo.
Was she trying to make a statement?
Yeah, she definitely made a statement last night.
And also I want to give a big up, man, to my man Ken Nord, man, Sr., man. He died, man, Tuesday out here in Arizona, man, after a couple strokes, man. He was 70 years old. You know what I mean? Remember, he broke out of his jaw, man, to win the heavyweight title, man. Ken Nord was all right.
Yeah.
That was one of those guys I was trying to tell Oof about.
Right.
Only a couple of them.
Right.
Yeah, he was a dog. Look at his son, great DNA, great linebacker in the NFL. Ken Norton Jr., coaching now.
Yeah, that was some sad news to hear about Ken Norton. And you know what's funny, L Boogie, is that when you find out, you know, some information like Ken Norton, you never known that the guy was living in Arizona. Dude living in the same state that we're living in. And, you know, you never run across these guys unless you're at a particular event, you know what I mean? And, you know, I wish I'd have known he was out here, you know what I'm saying? Get a chance to talk to those type of celebrities because they're real cool. They're real laid back. They're real sociable, you know what I mean? And they just love, you know, having conversations with people. So, you know, big shout out to many prayers to the Norton family and, you know, keep you guys keep your heads up, you know, and, yeah, keep it moving, man.
Big up to the Norton family. Rest in peace, Kenny. Man, it's Freestyle Friday, bro. You ready?
Oh, man, you know, we stay ready and live like we are, like always, baby. It's hot, and it's, you know, so the style of stay funky, you know what I mean? So whenever you're ready to give it up, you know, it's all on you, baby. You know how we get down.
Whew. Man, this is going to be hot, I think, man, because it's so freestylish. Here we go. Man, I got the wire. It was on fire. Man, the Cleveland Browns need to go ahead and retire. They need to take their spot and relocate like LBJ did the other day. Man, I'm sick of people talking about wait till next year. And every time they have another year, it's another tier. They better get with me and get on that Lear. And then you'll start copping money and be on another tier. But I forgot, success you niggas fear. And the streets is talking, and we like flavor in your ear. Oh. We the best sports talk show of the year. You dudes be tripping. I'm in this motherfucker with a spear. Like I'm in Africa talking about Kuma Kumba. Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm trying to get my keys from South Africa for 5K. Man, I was popping bottles back in 88 with that nigga Jay. Yeah, I ain't Ace from the movie Paid in Full. But if you keep fucking with me, my Julie, I'll pull. Man, I'm popping bottles with my nigga Finesse. We G and me coming at these niggas smoking the chest. Man, I don't work a 9 to 5, I 5 to 9. I do double doubles, niggas, and my seat gon' always recline. I ain't in no Bugatti, but I'm something fancy. I'm fucking white bras and they name is Nancy. Come on, man, stop talking to me about bitches. Cause I don't fuck niggas, cause them niggas is snitches. Come on, man, I be on them hoes real tough. Walk down my block that we call Huff. Man, I'm legendary. I'm like Trayvon living with my hood. Nigga, I done body niggas and still walked up to third good. Man, we legendary where I come from. Man, I'm El Capo, man, and I'm still a dud. I'm done, Blake. Go ahead, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Way to jump it off. You said it was going to be hot. Boy, you sweating in there. What's going down?
Man, they traded away the franchise. I had to get a towel something, man. I had to give them something. See? And I'm getting inspired by, you know what I'm saying, Goldmine Finesse, man. He in the building. He just popped in, man. And he got a couple bottles of Rosie and some nice flesh sandwiches. He just inspired me that quick. Shout out to GME, man. Goldmine Music Empire, man. Sorry we sat on it. Mixtape coming out, man. Pre-Thanksgiving, because we in the mood of giving away. You feel me?
Street. Yeah, buddy. But you know what it is, man. We down to the last 10. I got Skeeter Mo Johnson Jenkins III ready to hop in and do his thing. You know what I mean? So we gonna jump down there to the TX down south. And see what the little bro talking about. Little bro, what's the deal, baby? The streets talking. Where you at?
Man, what the business is, man? I'm over here in the laboratory.
Yeah, stay in the laboratory. That's what I'm talking about. What's been going down in the D? I heard it's just been a lot of rain and thunderstorms. You ready to throw that thunder on the line?
Oh, yeah, man. It rained for about 24 hours, but, you know, we get down with it.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. Stay safe out there, man. Whenever you ready, man, let the world know what's going down.
Already, man. One more time for your mind. Skeeter Mo Johnson, Jenkins Jr. the third, huh? All right. Hey. Okay. If it's out of sight, then it's out of mind. So the only thing that I can see is the grind. I know the only thing that you can see is the shine. To get where I want to be, it's a matter of time. I won't mind. I'm talking whole thing. These bitches all on my sack like John Coltrane. The niggas plotting for my gun goes bang. And since we speaking facts, it's a cold game. Cold game. I'm talking bird, nigga. I'm talking so cold, my mic need a fur, nigga. We smoking weed hella loud without a curd, nigga. Yeah, man, I'm just bullshitting on the mic, man, you know.
Yeah, we hear you going fresh.
The third. I hear you, baby.
Yeah, man, you know, I just wanted to call in, man, you know, check in with you guys.
Oh, man, we appreciate
it, man.
We always get love, man. Shout out to Sis, man. You know what I mean? Love you guys down in the D, man.
All right, one, I'm out.
That's what it is. Yeah, L Boogie, you know. That's how Freestyle Friday go, you know what I mean? Because people checking in with us, man. I want to give a shout out to L Boogie, you know. I want to say what's up to my moms. Mom, I saw you checking in with us. I love you, baby girl. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody in the D at Dallas, Texas. Big brother D-Mac, I see you in the other D. That's the hard Detroit. You know what I mean? Stay safe down there. Good luck to your fam, too. You know what I'm saying? In the game. And, you know, L Boogie, much love to you. Much love to my dude, Jewel SG. I see you, baby, all day, every day. Holla at your boy. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, be safe in them streets, L Boogie. It's hot, baby. We still dealing with the triple digits. And, you know, we just trying to, we're going to keep it hot like that, man. Keep it hot in the asylum every week all day. You know what I mean?
Thinking of a master plan. Nothing but sweat inside my hand. The streets is talking. And when we talking, we like E.F. Hutton. Everybody listening. 347-855-8896. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. With a twist of hip-hop. We the UGK of the sports world. You need to check in. And always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell plenty of girlfriends. Because that's how you eat.
Yeah. Shout out to Blues and Two. Six Deuce Deuce. We see you.
Man, shout out to the Dodgers, man. Them Dodger fans, I know they out here in Phoenix strong, so we're going to give you a shout out. You know what I mean? Trey, Jerry, Ju, we know y'all, you know, popping bottles tonight for your Dodgers, no doubt. Big up. Man, I just want to give a big up to all the people in the land who still love they Browns. I got to give you a shout out. And it's always next year. And that's not being sarcastic. Keep your head up, as my man Pac would say. Man, I can't wait till Monday, bro. We're going to really see what the storyline be on Monday on these games.
Yeah, whole lot of hot topics on Monday.
I want to see what RG3 going to do and Cam Newton. You old, Cam. Let's do it. Hey, yo, Raw, I see you Monday in the asylum, baby. Give me something to make me feel good on this TGIF. Let's go.
Yeah, for the Dodgers, don't do it in the swimming pool. You got to take it to the club, man. Because you know you just got paid. Well, you take it to the club. Pink Rhino, Jaguars, we got it all for you.
The Golden Child.
Street is
deep. What?
Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance.
Hit him,
he said. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. All these cheeks popping pussy. I'm just popping bands. Fans will make her dance. Fans will make her dance. This shit's clapping and they ain't using hands. Fans will make her dance. Fans will make her dance. All these things popping pussy. I'm just popping bang. Fans will make her dance. Fans will make her dance. This shit's clapping and they ain't using hands. Short hair like me alone. Loose one, she don't need alone. She start twerking when she hear a song. Strip up all her income. We get trippin' and then some. So nasty when she rollin'. She put that ass off in my hands. I remote control it. She give me down when the roof gone. At the KOD, she leave with me. She got friends. Bring three. I got drugs. I got drink. Bend it over. Juicy J gon' poke it like wet paint. You say no to ratchet pussy. Juicy J can't. Racks everywhere. They showing racks. I'm throwing racks. In a VIP, rubber on, I'm stretching that. Rich niggas sipping, broke niggas looking. And it ain't a strip club if they ain't showing pussy. Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy, I'm just popping bangs. Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. These chicks clapping, and they ain't using hands. Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy, I'm just popping bang. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands.
Pop that pussy for a real nigga. Pull out my black card. That's my little nigga. Make a movie with your bitch, Steven Spiel, nigga. Smoking on Keisha. Cold, give me chills, nigga. What's your real name? And not your stripper name. I make it rain on you like a window pane. Bands will make her dance. Don't you make her come. Hit it from the side like a motherfucking bass drum. Two hoes on one fucking pole. Two hoes on my fucking pole. I don't tip, I pay bills. Bitches call me Buffalo. Her stomach and her ass out. I'm flyer than the ones they pass out. If money grown trees, I branched out. I'm just waiting for my bitch to cash out.
Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy. I'm just popping bangs. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy. I'm just popping bangs. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands.
Two giant. Let me see the ass clap, standing old face, bro. If your girl don't swallow kids, man, that whole face. Ooh. Got two bitches with me, take a shot of one hoe, using her friend for a chase.
Bands make a bust. Let me see you touch it.
Touch it. Money talk, you ain't got no end or discussion.
Bands will make her do it.
Do it.
Pocket full of money.
Money. Young nigga getting head water and just running. Let me see you wiggle, do it for a real nigga. I be laughing to the bank, all you do is giggle. Ballin' in my coupe, call it sports car. Drop the top and freaking treat the bitches like a porn star.
Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. All these chicks poppin' pussy, I'm just poppin' bang. Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands. Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy, I'm just popping bang. Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands.